Podlead-um.
All the cycles. All the cycles.
Podcast.
Podlead-um.
Spelled backwards.
Leap. Dumb.
Podcast.
Leap. Dumb.
Pod.
Spelled backwards.
Pod.
Leap. Dumb.
Hey, and welcome to Podlead-um. That's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. I'm Lex Basile Price, and I'm feeling really hot. I'm feeling really confident.
I'm Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and this has been my dream since I was a small chick, and I'm asking God to give me the strength.
And I'm JDB Crump, and is she from a farm with a lot of chickens and ducks?
And we're, of course, talking about Cycle 22, Episode 6, The Girl Who Gets Possessed. Not true, because it wouldn't isn't one person.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's everybody.
Yeah.
It's the photo shoot.
So I renamed it The Girl Who Breaks Character.
Who?
Is possessed by the truth. And if you want to be possessed by giving us money, you want to be possessed by the feeling, the feeling of giving us money, you can click on the link in the show notes to go directly to Spotify for podcasters.
Wait, sorry, can I do one?
Sure.
If you want us to possess your cash.
There it is. A brilliant punch up.
Thank you.
Click on that link. Go to Spotify for podcasters and give us as little as 99 cents a month. And I think we have a new sponsor this week the form of one Connor.
Connor. It could be spelled so many different ways.
So many.
But your way is the best way, Connor.
Not a top model name, but might be the most Love Island name.
Oh, second only to Callum.
Callum.
Let me just say, Connor's a name. I've had a lot of Connors in my life. All very pleasant. Connors are pleasant. I don't know about the Love Actually ones.
You know that series, Love Actually, that's actually worse when you look at it a second time?
Every time you watch that movie, it gets worse.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Accurate.
But you know who doesn't get worse? Connor.
Connor.
So thank you, Connor, and all our Lead-um Pod sponsors. Digital Art said, Energy. Sassy.
It's
attitude.
It's one of the few rare times that the digital art actually looks kind of normal, just because it was already filled with words and colors.
Except that the first S of sassy did not make it all the way into the frame.
Oh, it's still digital art.
Not for widescreen, apparently.
And Lacey says of her picture, it's all naturel.
I think Naturelle was on the third season of Top Model. Mm-hmm.
Accurate, yeah.
She picks Niall.
And they seem to be genuinely good friends.
Yeah, she's learning ASL.
She seems like she has a little crush in a cute way.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But we don't hear what Lacey's tie-tie tip is.
No.
Nope.
Sure don't.
Why introduce this stinking thing if we're not going to see them? I honestly wonder if Tyra just ran out and they just recycled. And you go up there and she's like, Lacey, what I want you to do is tick. Tick, tick, tick,
no,
tick,
lies.
Tick.
It's actually worse. It's, you still hear the background. Lacey.
Yeah, it's just recorded over.
Yeah. Who was shocked that Ava was homeschooled? Oh, no one raised their hand?
Oh.
Who was shocked that Mikey said Niall was less likely to be successful because of his deafness?
What? And it was also like, Niall, it's to set up a Niall victory in this episode.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it from that standpoint. But at the moment, I was like, because he got chosen to be in the Tyra suite, he
so
didn't even
strange.
Do well.
And then this is where we see, for someone to tell Hadassah, or say about Hadassah, that she shows off her body too much, feels hypocritical to then be taking a nudie-duty shower with a man that...
In the middle of the day?
Yeah.
Question mark? Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, Mikey, duh. If they're taking naked showers, she probably does like Justin. I don't know why he thinks no one knows what's going
Mikey
on.
Mikey acting like it's a big reveal to tell Justin that Mommy really likes him. They were showering nude.
Together.
He got a hickey.
And I did like Justin's hall. We're just really eco-friendly, trying to save water. That was actually, that was you cute. Know what it was? It was Jay Smooth.
It was Jay Smooth. Yeah.
I also think that Justin likes Mame a little more than Mame likes him.
I think that's
which for
true.
This show is refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this seems so... I do think for all of our relationships, most cycles, and maybe this wouldn't hold up to scrutiny, we get one or two relationships that seem cute, sweet, nice, appropriate. Mm-hmm. And we always get one or two that are toxic, bad, abusive, gross. Yeah. And I just wish we could ever have gotten a cycle where it was just the sweet ones, because then I think we'd be like, always have men, how nice.
What are the rules of the bathroom, though?
We don't know. We won't.
Whatever Mommy says.
We're going to spend quite a bit of time on this. And I think most people in their regular everyday lives would be shocked if someone walked through the bathroom casually while they were showering, particularly with their partner. Everybody seems unfazed in this moment, but that's partially because there are no doors on this bathroom.
I think communal showers have always been a top model thing, and we're just seeing it more.
Yeah, because it also feels
like there's nothing to prevent someone corner. To walk in when you're pooping.
That's my problem.
This is shout out to Doubly Amy, who truly was the first one to have such a problem with this. She was like, I was taking a dump. And I didn't want people in there.
I'm a pretty open, free person. I grew up in a house where there were only two bathrooms in the entire house. There wasn't a problem with nudity. We weren't a family that was openly nude. But it was like, oh, yeah, you can, like, change in the room.
No, mine was the same way, because we had four people in a one-bathroom house, and sometimes you're just like, you know, me, mm-hmm. parents, sister, some of us would just be moving at different speeds in the morning, and you would, like, none of us were nude, but, like, you were in the midst of post-shower or pre-shower or whatever, you know?
But even I would have a really shitty time with this setup.
The bathroom is also just so big, and it takes up so much space in this house to the point where it almost feels like you have to walk through it in order to get from one side of the house to the other.
We know that there's
if that's true, though.
But there's more than one bathroom in this house, which is also the thing that really annoys me, right? It feels like there's shower bathroom, and then there's second bathroom. Why can people not go to second bathroom while people are showering?
I don't know.
I wonder if part of it's like people store their stuff in a bathroom. So you're like, well, if I'm going to brush my teeth, my stuff are in there. Because I feel like in other cycles, the bathrooms have been a little gendered. Because I remember arguments about
the girls'
Chris
bathroom
showering in the girls' bathroom. Yes. But I was just like, how is that even?
It's because that was the bigger bathroom because they had the group shower, and the men's bathroom had the shitty little closet shower.
Oh, right. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, again, this is why you want the Tyra suite. Private bathroom.
I also really did not enjoy the vibe of technically DMA, but the dudes sitting down another dude and being like, so are you smashing?
Yeah. I love the so funny week four Tyrod for showing Hadassah's back-to-back bottom two placements, because she was like, because week four I was like, yeah, but that was only the second elimination. Like, I know that is correct, but it's just because of the stupid 3 weeks worth of auditions we had to deal with. I'm like, you've already been here for over a month and there's only been three eliminees? That's crazy.
I love the exchange. I thought this was so funny between Hadassah and Ava, where Hadassah says, when the judges criticize me, it doesn't hurt my feelings. And Ava responds, yeah, I know.
I know it doesn't hurt your feelings.
Your feelings? Yeah. We know, Hadassah.
So we get a workout montage, which felt real challenge-esque I think GW would agree. And then
it just felt like this. I was like, oh, this is a goes to the gym cast.
Oh, yeah.
This is a gym cast.
Except for two lazy bums that are sitting chit-chatting.
Not unexpected, though.
So Mame and Ashley are shit-talking Hadassah while she's doing nothing. Hadassah is doing jump rope or treadmill.
No, she is learning how to ride a bike for the first time, because the way Hadassah looks at that stationary bike is so funny. And then she sort of jump ropes.
But they're like, wow, what a bitch.
Maybe Hadassah doesn't go to the gym also.
No. I meant Hadassah, actually. Because Hadassah is looking at everything like she's seeing it for the first time.
I feel like Hadassah is one of those people who goes to the gym and then she puts on the workout outfit and then just kind of walks around the gym.
Oh my gosh.
I've heard of circuit training. It's when you make a circuit around the gym, right?
And then leave to the smoothie bar.
I love using the sauna facilities.
I love our very first super obvious edit from the past. Yeah. Because Mame's hair, if you didn't remember that she got an added volume, you're gonna. Because it literally loses the volume halfway in the middle of her saying the I'm the actual pageant girl thing. Because that's clearly just from week one. We saw that. We heard that. But now they're trying to say that that's the reason that she dislikes Hadassah. And I don't think that's 100% what's happening.
I also, I don't like this narrative that Hadassah keeps getting in fights. And then what we're shown, one of them is not a fight.
No. Mm-hmm.
Lacey and Hadassah did not have a fight.
Mm-mm. They had a discussion that several people witnessed.
Yes.
Then we had Devin, who was screaming at Hadassah.
And she was doing nothing.
Nothing. And nothing. The other fight that was real was her with Stefano, but they don't show that.
Mm. Yeah. No, this sepia-toned evidence is not evidence of anything.
Nothing.
I love, though, I wrote this moment just for Hannah Jane Ginsburg, because there's a moment when Ashley is always just everyone's vessel for gossip.
Yes.
And when Mame is complaining to Ashley, who seems half interested in this, Ashley sounded just like you, Hannah, when she goes, yeah. It was like perfectly in cadence when you make fun of someone not paying attention to someone, but she actually did. She's like, yeah. Ashley's like, well, time to hit the old dusty trail, I guess.
It's Ashley is so interesting that she doesn't have strong feelings about anyone, I feel like.
No. Not even Mikey.
She gets all the goss.
That's the key. That's how you do it.
And then if we thought we were done with shitty women, well, here's Whitney Lee Thompson, now Forrester. So her name is now Whitney Lee Thompson Forrester. She thought, I'm not dropping one. My name is going to be fiercely real too.
This starts out kind of amazing because the models all walk in and Kelly just goes, ooh. Apropos of nothing.
Nothing.
Models.
And then Whitney congratulates all of them for making it this far to the top 11.
Whitney, she's like, oh, it's week 6? Oh, wow. How many did you start with? 31.
Yes, Whitney's so confused by, she's like, 3 weeks of auditions? Oh, I wouldn't have done that. She is fully back to brunette. That makeover she got on Top Metal. Bye.
Mame says of Whitney that she just keeps opening up the boundaries for all models.
Okay.
I have to talk about something, because I looked up something that's so funny but sad. So we get two sets of pictures of Whitney. The first pictures are from a brand, Anna Schultz, which was a plus size clothing brand. And then we see the Simply Be ones. And the way that the Anna ones are so much better. And then the whole thing is going to be about Simply Be. Because with the Anna ones, I was like, wow, Whitney's actually grown a little bit as a model. And then the Simply Be ones are classic Whitney open mouth. Ha!
Look.
Wow! Catalog ass shots.
All of the Simply Be photos are hilarious. Yeah.
and then
all of these are so funny, and then it's low-key, no introduction, Massimo taking these photos because he's squatting in the studio.
And also, who would have guessed it? Simply B is coincidentally a client of Kelly's. That's not why she's here at all.
So I wanted to look up Anna Schultz, and regretfully, they have literally, as I looked them up, just closed. And they have a goodbye message, which you cannot copy and paste because it is a JPEG. It reads as follows. And I'm not making fun of a business closing.
No.
I'm going to gently mock some of the language used. Dearest customers, I have to inform you with a heavy heart that after 28 glorious years, I have no choice but to close down my business. The last few years have been extremely challenging for the company. Brexit, this is a London-based company, we'll find out, devastating impact on our trade with Europe. Effects of COVID dealt a further blow to our sales. The sharp rise in energy and transport cost, in combination with the cost of living cost we are all grappling with, made Anna Schultz no longer a viable business. It is the end of an era. And again, not making fun of that, but I was just like, wait, so this is also a reveal that Whitney's thing was in the United Kingdom? Because all the prices, they have
Simply B
one item that's still in the store.
Yes, also UK.
Simply B is also UK.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that I didn't know.
She's too real for American audiences.
I honestly kind of wish they had mentioned that, though. That's interesting to me.
They call it an international brand.
Yeah, just like with a little asterisk next to that.
When Kelly introduces Simply B as fashion for fiercely real curvy chicks, first of all, why are we all saying chicks again, and can we stop?
I think it's Kelly.
Second of all,
I think that's a rock and roll word, Hannah. Yeah.
I hate it so much.
And there's a better one. Dudette. Come on.
It's right there. Everybody says
Chipette. I prefer.
Doing the shoot for this client when not a single person in the cast could represent the brand is such a weird choice.
Kind of a shame that Delaney isn't here, isn't it?
And then the reveal is Whitney has to be in the photos to have a curvy person.
She's the only one wearing the clothing.
Yeah, nobody else can wear the clothes.
It's so weird. And correct me if I'm wrong, y'all. I think there's a future cycle. There's only two, so one of the two.
Maybe.
Where they have the famous plus size male model. I don't remember his name.
Zach Miko?
Yeah, Miko, definitely. Yeah. And they're still relevant. And they do a photo shoot where everyone's with him, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's interesting in a regretful way that I think Top Model's gotten to the point where they're like, we're going to represent plus size people, but we got to bring someone in. And also they're kind of a prop.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, the show used to be so much, not perfect by any means, but it used to really pride itself on having at least one curvier model per cycle. And then it was a big deal when it was Whitney and Diana. Like, it felt like the show was going in one direction and then just sharped pivoted away.
Men also got rid of it.
I don't think it's just that, because I'm about to say one of the stupidest sentences I've ever said in my life. But I think this is the real downside to Flossom. Because we can no longer talk about beauty standards in the industry that actually present challenges for people, because now everybody's Flossom. Everybody has a flaw. Size.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hannah, when I ghostwrite your memoir, you know I'm going to call it The Downside to Flossom. Well, it'd be about couldn't tell you. You're right. I think that's an interesting point.
Really astute, I think, because they've just gotten like, oh, well, why are these pretty people normal just like us? Well, they've got a flaw. Mommy, move your jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the show wanted to become relatable in a way that really didn't help the show.
Yeah. They're going to be, this is so silly. I cannot wait because this is podcast gold.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be teams, of course, one team of three, because they never do these at the right time. And then they're all gonna pose on a Sears backdrop of a thing
that's even too good for what we are about to see.
We're told that they're coming up with the ad campaigns, which is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because these sets are very specific,
and also Kelly just corrects them.
Yeah, Kelly comes and says no.
And always makes the ideas worse.
Yeah, because I can't gloss over her introductory sentence of, so today I want you to think about who you are and answer the sentence, simply be what?
Simply be blank is what she meant, I think.
Answer me the sentence.
Answer me this, Batman.
Riddle me this rhyme.
Sentence me this.
Sing me this book. So here's the team.
They're not tasked with creating campaigns. They're tasked with creating taglines.
Yeah.
And vibes.
A word
at
of
best.
A tagline. Yeah, vibes at best.
And then Kelly's advice is always, but have you thought about sex?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm going to argue doesn't seem like this brand at all.
Sure does not. Nope. Although if it does, the brand is way more fun than Kelly is. Because right now, for Valentine's Day, the main banner of the Simply Be website is the art of self-love. You come first this Valentine's.
Yeah.
See, but that's not fun. Sex. That's kind of like winky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little goofy, fun, cheeky.
Yeah.
So let me say the groups real quick, because then we can talk about the taglines and what they get morphed into. So we get Ashley and Ava, Courtney and Devin.
Punishment.
Rude.
And then the trio of Mikey, Beja, and Mame.
Why?
Hadassah and Lacey, so Team Pretty Girl. Uh-huh. And then Hannah's Fantasy, Niall and Justin.
Look, it's harmless.
And at this point, I don't know if you even want to be involved. You just want to watch it.
I'll take it any way I can
get
it.
Yeah, okay.
Hannah just looked back and was like, good for Whitney. So, original. And I am mixed feelings about this, if you know it's a plus-size clothing brand, but one group pitches simply be comfortable. And you can see, like, comfortable in your own skin. Like, there's a way that that's good, but it also comes across as like, hey, plus, put on this poncho.
I believe that was Mikey, Mame, and Beja's original idea.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because she says, how about seductive? And I'm like, well, if you want to just change it.
But it's because of Mikey.
Sex sells, and I'm an expert.
Because she wants to fuck Mikey.
The most I've ever liked Whitney is her face when Kelly self-described as an expert.
Actually, I've got to say it right now. Whitney has a couple of looks and lines throughout this whole thing that I was like, if this was the Whitney Lee Thompson we'd gotten original recipe, I would have enjoyed more.
I don't know if Kelly knows what her job is.
She doesn't.
Because she says, this is my job. And I'm like, coming up with ad campaigns? No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not what a PR firm does.
Then Lacey, perky as ever, comes up proudly to present Simply Be Awkward, which I actually think is fun for Lacey and Hadassah to do.
Yes.
I understood where she was coming. It gave very, like, adorkable vibes.
Yeah, which, as you've just read on the website, seemed like the vibe.
And was very popular at the time.
Instead,
and then hand on Hadassah's shoulder, Kelly goes, how about sassy?
Hated this. So we know who said sassy for Lacey's photo, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why is Kelly's reference for awkward Popeye?
What? As though Hadassah knows who that... Also, Lacey is 18 years old. Neither of these people know who olive oil is. And they probably
assume
like, olive
they
oil.
Both thought she was talking about the food. Yeah.
It's a great fat. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I put it on pasta sometimes. What are we doing? Then we got to keep Simply Be Unique for Courtney and Devin, which was good. It's a smart
one
for
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Devin also lies and says that he doesn't want to be in control of this. Okay.
I was about to say, Devin, this is the challenge for you. Mm-hmm. You've been doing this on every other photo shoot. And then it's kind of punny in a way, I suppose. But Niall and Justin pick Simply Be Heard. And because he was part of the decision making, I think it's more fun.
Mm-hmm.
It also ends up being music picnic themed.
I don't know what this means
what
to the campaign.
Well, that's the thing is like, what's being heard though? Fashion?
Like, it's like quippy, but it's not sensical.
No.
Yeah, that's better for like a PSA. Simply Be Heard's better for like a public service announcement.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have Ava and Ashley's Simply Be Fearless, which is nothing.
Oh, well, the most nothing. They went nothing, safe. Nothing,
though. Ava is now a limp, sad rag of a human being.
A paper towel that has been reused over and over again and is no longer functional.
In a way that if I didn't know any outside information about recent events, I would just be like, what has happened?
Yeah.
You had one not great photo, but you still were not in the bottom.
But it's even in her confessionals, too. Exactly. Like, it's a very odd edit where all of a sudden she's talking like
she's a different person. Because before she was like confrontational, don't fuck with me vibes. And now it's like, okay.
Yeah, she went from fun to kind of confident and stands up for herself to like destroyed. And again, there's some update stuff that'll give a little bit more context, but I don't even know if it gives enough context for what. Yeah,
it feels very extreme.
Yeah.
Especially when like lowest key of all time Ashley has to be like, oh, okay, we gotta hype this up.
Kelly is absolutely disgusting during Niall and Justin's photo shoot.
And it's especially a shame because Niall was getting positive critique early on because they allowed him to be who Niall is, goofy. Mm-hmm.
Goofball.
The like the fake singing with the guitar. It was so cute.
He was cracking everybody up. It was so nice.
And Kelly's like, take your shirt off. Yeah. And then she's like, yeah.
So and the predatory. Weirdest thing was that and it's not even going to be the worst thing she does.
Nope.
That's what's so bizarre about it.
Because then we get to the quartet, which is so unseductive. What an unsexy quartet.
Kelly likes to talk a lot about how she couldn't picture photos in a magazine. Can you imagine an ad campaign centered around two people walking onto a rooftop, discovering two other people making out and being grossed out?
And the person who is wearing the clothes you're trying to sell is hidden.
Yeah, you know whose dress I want to wear? You know who I want to be in my life? The kind of woman who interrupts a couple on a rooftop. That's aspirational fashion.
That's the thing. Even though she was fully never going to do this, you would want Whitney to be the person making out at best.
Yes, at best.
No, but Kelly's like, I really have already imagined what this scene is. So Mommy and Mikey, just kiss.
No, and just like actually kiss. Like your actually. Mouths are not close enough to each other yet.
None of this fakey kiss.
Yeah, because they try to just fake it. Like they just are cuddling.
It's Mikey's best look.
When honestly, yes. And then Kelly literally says, my idea of making out is kissing.
Sounds like you're not doing what I told you to do. Gross.
It's the grossest. And again, Kelly's been so much better this cycle. What's with the backsliding?
Where Kelly literally pulls Beja and Whitney out of the photo. So I think there's some photos where it's just Mikey and Mame kissing for her own personal file. Like, what is going on?
I don't know.
This is also when we start getting duo interviews with Kelly and Whitney. And anytime Kelly says anything, Whitney goes, Later, she says something that if I had been able to say both sentences, it would have been my opening quote, because it was Whitney Lee Thompson Forrester's best look that she will ever have on the show. And what a note to go out on.
Then Fearless, we learned, is just women be shopping.
I want, with all my heart and soul, if anyone on production was there for that, Massimo, while all the photos I'm sure you kept in your squatty potty or what'd you say he was doing, Hannah?
Squatting in the building, yeah.
Squatting, like, I never got it anytime you said that. Squatting.
No, he's just always in a deep squat.
No. He lives there rent free. Secret.
Got it. And
there's... Why did you wait so long to put
I didn't want to feel stupid. I didn't know what you meant.
That and I was right. Just like, you have them too.
In my head, I thought you were always just talking about Massimo. Like, ready to go.
A lot.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have been both. We could say not both.
You know what? This one's on both. Me. Yeah.
There's
Hannah,
one.
How could you be so unclear?
There's all these photos that were apparently taking, of all of them, quick walking, and Whitney on a business call in the foreground, and I gotta see a Massimo. They look so stupid.
But they're like, why shopping?
Business.
Why are they shopping?
Ava's sad little taxi.
Gone are the days are...
Taxi.
No, but gone are the days of...
Ha, 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 ha. Could have used it for this one, honestly.
Oh my God, if it had been Janice instead of Whitney.
Oh my God, I would have killed for that. Janice V. Kelly? Kelly would not have survived.
No, eradicated from this planet.
I don't think she would have tried it, though. I think she would have been so scared.
Oh yeah. Sassy means beach.
Picnic.
And has Hadassah ever held her hand to her mouth before? Because she cups it. Oh. Ooh.
Huh? Neither she nor Lacey could figure it out. Like,
no, they were both just like, where do our hands go?
I guess they're supposed to be whispering to each other.
Are they making fun of photoshopped in but on set Whitney? Because it looked like she wasn't there.
This end result photo that we could just talk about now. Whitney's in the background.
But in, she like, seems close.
Not on a plane of existence with the other two who are gossiping about her. And I guess you could maybe twist your brain to be like, they're gossiping about how great she looks and her simply being
quiet. No, this is not a TJ Maxx ad. This is not Ross Dress for Less.
It's in the but final
they
photo,
are
it's,
also
it's Lacey they are holding up the wrong hand.
And it's
and Lacey only looks directly to camera, so she's like, yes, I am also whispering
maybe
to my
that
friend.
That was Lacey's tie tip. Only look front.
And we're supposed to believe that Whitney wore this outfit to the beach.
This is crazy. And then we get dick baguettes from Devin.
And there is a moment, Whitney's second best moment, where Devin puts his arm in her face and she pushes it down. Nope. Not for Whitney.
Did I love in the background on their Sears backdrop, the lady statue looking at dude statue's ass as he's sucked off by octopus?
Apparently. These are all so bad. I love that we actually got to see every photo.
Because
they're all...
This ad became simply be Oppo because for some reason we have to Oppo selfie in this picture.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get over Simply Be Seductive. It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. To pretend that this was going to be an ad, especially because it doesn't look like Whitney has seen Mame and Mikey.
No.
It looks like Beja just said something outrageous.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly.
It absolutely, weirdly, for all the making out, it does become a photo of Beja and Whitney because they're so much further in the foreground.
And because Beja is in all white and everybody else is wearing black on a black backdrop.
This is her touched by an angel moment.
Like, that's the new plot. Whitney died on this roof. Beja has come to take her to heaven, and these two dumb fucks are making out.
Those are sinners. They'll never get in heaven.
As nothing as Fearless is, right? Simply Be Fearless. I think this is the only usable photo
photo.
For sure.
Because, I'm sorry, even as much fun as... It's because Kelly ruined it, I would wager. Mm. But the Justin and Niall one is... Not a good
not
photo.
For me.
I assume there is a fun photo out there that deserved to win.
Yeah, but not this shirtless one on bikes.
One of the guitar up one's got to be fun, right?
Yes.
Simply be fun. But then I have to say that I'm bursting at the seams to say this Whitney quote. So in front of everyone, and I want to be extremely clear about that, this is not a duo confessional moment. Kelly's looking through the photos and they're looking at Devin and Courtney's, and because Courtney's just leaning on people in the photos, she says about Courtney, you were kind of like a lap dog on Whitney. And Whitney goes, they all were. And for a brief moment, time halted. The planet kept spinning, but I was no longer on it because I was a perfect crystallization of light and energy, because that is so such a bold thing to say in front of all of them, Whitney, just being like, they were all bad.
At that moment you went, was I wrong about Whitney? Do I like Whitney?
In this episode, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Can you imagine how thoroughly she would destroy Courtney? She almost couldn't stop herself from doing it in the 5 minutes of interaction they had.
Whitney's like with truly like people are criticizing a new cast and you bring on an old cast member and some people are like, that's what we need. That's what it felt like Whitney was back to be like, this?
Selfie girl? No.
I hated everyone on my cast. I still liked them more than these ding-dongs.
So Niall and Justin win, but no, only Niall wins, but no, they don't, because they don't win anything, and if they did, it would be together. So yeah.
There's no prize.
The prize
Niall wins challenge points.
Oh, yeah. No, I guess the photo is technically going to be on the website, right? They yes. were told that
I
at the beginning.
I don't believe that. How?
A, I don't believe it. B, the level of excitement that the cast had about it was summed up by Lacey going, that's a big deal.
But also, they're not going to cut Justin out of the photo, so Justin still wins.
I wish. Put words over it. It's just simply B, whatever. And then when Kelly leaves, Mikey winks at her.
Because he knows. He does know.
The challenge scores. Niall, of course, gets a 10.
So hard. First of all, the shot of this board was insane.
Oh, gosh.
It's getting worse. We're not getting our cool full screens anymore. I had to stop it at two different points to get these.
Second of all, before you say them, these scores are so suspicious.
Very suspicious. Which part of a group gets what part of a score?
Yep. The nines are Justin, Mame, Mikey, and Beja. Then eights are Lacey, Hadassah, Devin.
How does Devin get an 8?
But then Courtney, who is in the same group as Devin, gets a 7 alongside Ashley and Ava, who again, won one of the better photos.
Yeah, and also, Devin was told he took control in a bad way, but still got a better score than Courtney.
I object to him more getting a better score than Ashley. If you're going to split up two people from a group, that would be the one.
Usable, though.
I think Hadassah and Lacey should have been down there, frankly.
Justin should have gotten a higher score than Mame, Mikey, and Beja.
Yes.
Oh, like maybe Justin's the only 9 or something?
Yes. Yeah. Precisely that. Mm-hmm.
We learned that young Ava loved costumes. Not surprising.
Always love those headbands.
Yeah, that's been a very consistent branding thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then
there's an amazing, we get some phone montages. And Mame, I love, it's like one of those behind the scenes-y kind of moments. Because she's talking to her mom and she goes, Mom, you have to speak English.
And then the mother refuses.
Yep.
Great stuff.
Because she's just like, the show's in English, Mom. You know?
They're not going to air this now, Mom.
Mikey's conversation with his mother is so strange because he speaks as though he didn't call his mother, but is trying to make the camera believe it's his mother. Because he goes...
Just the word mother from Mikey felt weird.
He goes, what's up, mother? How are you? All right, no crying. Keep it together. End of conversation. It's so strange.
You just turn it around and it's solitaire. It's just nothing. Also, why does Justin now have a huge head scratch in his confessionals? Did he fall?
Or did Mame get wild?
They're doing stuff. They truly are. You already said it, JW, but they are an actual cute couple.
Yep.
Who seems to genuinely like each other's company.
Yes.
This is where we get two new stickers spotted.
Mm-hmm.
One is Pint Smize. Which is the size of Smize cream, I think.
Angels wept.
And then...
Anna, do you know I used to say that all the time? It was my favorite way to punctuate something bad. I love using, like, out of context Bible verses. And I used to say the angels wept sometimes, and Jesus wept.
The shortest Bible quote. The other one... is just keep calm and carry on. It's just that one.
No pun
at all.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
It's so weird. Like, the property brothers were like, well, this one needs a sticker, but we ran out. Go to Target. Get one of those.
Live, laugh, smize? Is that close enough?
And this room that they're in is so nasty. Oof. Number one, Mame and Justin, however cute as a couple they may be, sure are barebacking that mattress because there is not a sheet. Mame is wrapped in an uncovered duvet, which that's going to smell. And then Justin is in a just like a blanket.
And then we get a cleaning montage. We got a workout montage and a cleaning montage, which includes Ava wiping the stairs down.
Ava got into it. Ava was like, oh, do I not have to talk to the camera? Let me polish something.
My tears will clean these stairs.
Now, conspiracy theory.
Let's do a cleaning one. Wipe, 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 wipe.
Squeak, 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 squeak. Do we actually think that Hadassah and Beja didn't clean? Because we only hear this from one person, and that person hates Hadassah.
I think there's a likelihood that they did less. And sure. I could imagine Beja doing nothing.
Sure.
I can also imagine Hadassah doing nothing.
Or doing that kind of limp cleaning where you're like, I'm wiping it.
I believe, here's what I believe, that Hadassah has been rinsing her own cup consistently.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I think Hadassah is like, well, I keep my things clean because that's probably a rule for her. She doesn't want to use other people's stuff, so she has a plate. A fork, a knife. She has one set, one dining set that she keeps clean and in her own cupboard.
I don't think she is going to contribute to communal cleaning.
No.
Because she didn't do it. She didn't make the mess. So why would she clean it? I would believe that. I would believe that she cleans her own stuff up enough.
Yes.
Which honestly is the rule.
You are being very generous to Hadassah in this situation.
I
think Hadassah.
I could see that. I don't know. I just, anytime they have, because it's a motif we see a lot. The messier folks versus the cleaner folks. Usually they try to give us some sort of footage of that person being gross.
I don't think she's gross. I'm not trying to say that. I just think that as annoying as it is, there is an expectation that when you're living together, you do help with communal cleaning, even if you're not one of the dirty ones.
Sure. Everyone cleans the coffee
table. You still got to wipe down a bathroom counter. Yeah, sure. You know what I mean?
No, I understand that. I think that's
not anything to the level of what she's about to receive. Like, she didn't earn anything that's about to happen.
No.
But
then Hadassah is in the shower. Mm-hmm. Mame comes in to do multiple things, it seems.
At first, it seems like she's on the toilet. But
then
that's
what she
said.
That was her stated reason for being in the bathroom.
But then it seems like she's brushing her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And Hadassah just asked, kind of what we see, seems very normal of like, you should have knocked, you should have asked to come in. Mm-hmm. I don't like when people are in here when I'm in here.
And excuse me is a common courtesy.
Yeah. And Mame explodes.
This fight did not need to happen. I think that it could have been a 5-second interaction. I think that both of them felt like the other person wasn't letting something go.
Yeah.
Or both of them felt like the other one was escalating. Only one of them truly escalated.
Mame.
Yes, Mame, very much so.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think it's wild. We've talked about it, but it's not wild for Hadassah to be like, please don't come in the bathroom when I'm in a shower.
Yeah.
Because I think they've been told, I'm interested. Mm-hmm. I think they've been told that they will only film in the bathroom when there are two people in there. Because that is conversations. If you're in the bathroom by yourself, you probably don't get recorded.
That's literally what the AA Amy post-show interview was like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, half the reason was that I knew cameras would go away if I was in the restroom by myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that was something like that.
I think that Hadassah was absolutely right to say that to Mame. I think she probably got a crap apology from Mame immediately in response. And in the interest of, honestly, self-preservation at that point, probably should have been like, well, I'm not going to get a good apology from this person, so I'm just going to let it go. But if she had said 2 sentences less, maybe. But Mame has been so ready to unload so much shit on Hadassah that it didn't really take anything.
At all.
And then the weirdest thing is that you think this fight is going to go away because we cut to commercial. Mm-hmm. And when we get back out of commercial, the fight just ends practically immediately. And then we get cute little thing of the bus playfully not actually going to leave people.
Ava and Beja running down the driveway. Yeah.
And then tricked you because they're actually going to keep fighting. And there is something that is fully fascinating about this fight. Yeah. Because blink and you'll miss it. I happen to pause at the perfect time. Dustin is still on the bus. So this doesn't take place here.
I did miss that.
I missed that too.
I would have missed it too. It is so quick. He's between Justin and Lacey. So Lacey's hair's doing the Lord's work and covering most of him. But if you pause, it's absolutely him.
Huh.
So this takes place before last episode at best.
Yeah. That's so
I mean,
weird.
Is there a world? It is there a world? Is there a world where this shower thing happened while Dustin was there too?
Yes. Okay. I think it must Maybe. Have, because they are still fighting about that specifically.
So it must it have feels like. This fight happened while
and
Dustin
it makes,
was there.
Yeah, and it makes Mame's comments from last episode make a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because this was the inciting incident.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is unfortunately where you go from mostly Team Hadassah
mm-hmm.
yeah.
to, because now Mame's made Hadassah upset. Yes. And Hadassah starts using language.
Yeah, this is similar.
Everyone hears, and once you hear this, you're going to be on Mame's side.
Yeah. And it's a shame because right before that happened, there was the most glorious exchange where Mame went, "Who are you?" And Hadassah replied, "I'm the person who was in the bathroom." And it was perfect.
And the entire time, Ava's aggressively putting on makeup, trying to ignore this.
Trying not mm-hmm. to cry or something. And then before we get to the bad point, Mame reveals that she's breaking character, which mm-hmm. It was Freudian slip, or it was mm-hmm. true that the true Mame is not the collected pageant person, and maybe there's something else.
I was a little generous and thought that maybe she was kind of missaying this is out of character for me.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was breaking character is a well-known enough phrase that I was like, ooh, on a reality TV show, that's a rough thing for them to edit in. We get a moment before we talk about the actual content of the fight where Niall furiously oboing and then just gently passes it to Mikey. And the voice then comes on to say, sorry, you have to listen to this drama. And this is now the second time. I feel like Mikey, for some reason, is always the recipient of Niall's little, like,
I think everyone cheeky else is little things. I think everyone's a little sick of it, because I think Niall is trying to oppo everyone. And it's like, I don't want to oppo right now.
There does seem to be this whole thing beneath this entire fight about pageant respectability politics.
Yes.
And because of some of the language used, I'm going to also say there's definitely a layer of either racism or colorism.
Mm.
Classism, maybe. Too.
Classism,
yeah,
too.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of bubbling between Mame and Hadassah. And I don't want to speak out of school about things I don't know anything about.
Sure.
But like some of that just seems to come up.
I also think that Hadassah has a tendency, when put into a corner, to really go for some low blows. She did it with Devin too.
Yeah, sure. She did.
When she was like, you just want these breasts because you mm-hmm. want to be a woman.
Yeah.
Where I don't know if it, and it very, you know, obviously I'm on Hadassah's side a lot of the time, but I think sometimes it comes from a lack of knowing what else to say. And I think she goes for these like low hanging fruits, these really bad comments. And I'm not saying obviously that's an excuse, but I think
You're not excusing it, but I see what you're saying. When people are put on the defensive and they're not particularly maybe the wittiest
mm-hmm.
most like naturally funny people, because Hadassah is not purposely funny.
No
So she's not got a way to use
a wit
humor to make mm-hmm. her point and de-escalate.
Mm-hmm.
So she just says something that she knows will hurt them. Somebody.
Yes.
I think this is also a passive aggressive person problem
mm-hmm.
because we have seen Hadassah, her go-to strategy generally seems to be passive aggression.
Yeah.
Sure.
And when you can't do that anymore and the aggressive aggression comes out, it's going to be extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny, though, also, that Hadassah said, I've never seen a pageant girl behave like that ever. The notoriously cutthroat world of pageants.
I also, as bad as what Hadassah...
Maybe on stage.
Maybe she's really, she's just naive. Maybe Hadassah's super naive.
Also made me wonder, like what kind of pageants? Are you doing, like, church pageants?
Well, then...
Like, what does pageant mean?
When Hadassah tells Mame that she's going to lose two pageants, she's going to lose America's Next Top Model and Miss USA. It was just like, well, Hadassah, I'm kind of back on your side. This is, why do you, only you care about that. Mame doesn't care.
This also, you're figuring out this timeline though, JW, also yeah. makes a note of mine make sense. Ooh. Because Hadassah is wearing the same outfit that she wore last episode.
Her and I was like,
oh, she figured out an outfit and she's just going to wear this from now on. But nope, it was just that day.
Yeah. I think that we've learned, I remember we noticed this a lot in the Petite Cycle. I think a lot of fights between cast members happen post-panel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's on edge.
Yeah.
I mean, Dustin would have theoretically been gone. Who knows how long ago this was?
Everybody's like freaking out pre-panel also.
But I think that that's like when tensions are at their highest. But as a timeline and a narrative within an episode, that's a confusing thing to show people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we'll just pretend they're all, it's tomorrow. This is going to be one of the dumbest photo shoots they do.
They walk into an unscary room.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Yep. Nothing. Yeah. It's just an empty room.
Janet's void.
And you're going to be literally possessed by high fashion.
Lacey's response, yay!
Get ready for a fashion exorcism, which if you think about it, means that they're going to be exorcised of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And who, what producer begged Ava to say something Christian about this? Because it seems so unnatural for her to be like, well, as a Christian, I don't know about possession.
Actually, pose. I did research. Do Christians know all about possession.
Well, yeah, it's like kind of a
so
big part
isn't
of
isn't it a major component of the Catholic Church? Like, isn't that what they do?
So there was a study in 1969 that found that 74% of societies in all parts of the world believe in spirit possession.
Hmm.
But I focused on Christianity because a lot of those other cultures believe that spirit possession can be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Catholicism, they believe that extraordinary satanic or demonic activity can take six forms.
Ooh.
Possession, obsession,
ooh,
oppression,
uh-oh,
external physical pain, that was not fun, infestation, and subjugation.
Let me tell y'all, if I ever have a perfume scent line, these are the names of the six scents, including the one that external was too pain long.
I was going to say, those are my six albums. I'm releasing them in
ooh
order.
Anglican religion believes in spectra, obsession, possession, and fairy. And fairy...
Welcome to the main stage, spectra obsession.
Fairy is the influence... being the influence, those who voluntarily submit to consort, prophecy, or servitude. Sign me up. The Baptist one, this was in 2023, September 2023, Pastor Rick Morrow of Beulah Church in Richmond, Missouri, gave a sermon in which he presented the case of autism as the devils attacked them.
Oh,
he's
God
brought this infirmity upon them. He's got them where he wants them. He was thankfully removed as a member of the education board.
Yep.
Blah.
As someone who grew up in a Southern Baptist church, I still hear these kind of news kind of things like that. It is frightening, no pun intended, how much certain folks, because I want to obviously... That is the broad strokes of religions.
Oh, yeah,
individuals
yeah, yeah
probably mm-hmm don't believe in all those things necessarily, but I have a real distaste for when people want to make real mental health struggles and needs into things that are just the devil. And I'm not even saying I'm not even saying that possession doesn't exist.
Sure.
I'm just saying that, like, it's become this weird kind of way to explain something in a way that makes it so that resources don't get put towards mental health
right.
stuff.
Well, and also that you're not strong enough. It's a negative in you that you can't overcome this.
Right.
Yeah. It also dehumanizes very human developmental differences.
Yeah.
In the evangelical, I'll finish it with a funner thing.
Sure.
In the evangelical tradition, possession can be seen as homosexuality, addiction to pornography, alcoholism, or chronic fatigue syndrome. What's that about?
Yeah, sure.
You're just so tired because the demon's possessing you.
Lazy demon, huh?
You gotta share that body. You're all tuckered out.
Thank goodness I didn't get one of the gay ones. I just got a sleepy guy.
Have you ever seen the video? Hold up. Have you ever seen the video of the pastor of some church that tries to exorcise the sex demon from her throat? And then she just, like, spits up, and he's like, yes.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
That's the demon semen coming out.
This has got to be so dumb. It's and it's so funny because they theme this around Beige's eye color. Because everyone else is going to get blue contacts, and Beige's just like, okay.
I think somebody on the producing team ordered baby powder in bulk by accident. And was like, what can I do with all of this?
What doctor prescribed these non-prescription contact lenses? Because so I don't thick. Want... They're so thick. Also, they don't look like Beige's eyes at all. But also, was Beige like, I can't put contacts in because I'm allergic. Not because I already have contact lenses in my eyes.
There's also just something about other people putting a contact lens in your eye. Like, look, because I put them in every day, so to me it's supernatural, but to see other fingers just like, because you don't know how much pressure you're putting on their eyeball. No. Just like, got it. Bloop.
And then this harness is the rinkiest, dinkiest, teentiest, tintiest, made of a hanger harness.
Unsafe.
There is no control. There is no one on the other end. Like, I don't even know how this worked.
As
and lacked. Literally, they're just going to be in the middle, twirling and swirling. Good luck.
Aslacht. Eric Aslow was once interviewed in 2017 on Godt kveld Norge, which translates to good evening, Norway.
Oh.
And that's your Aslacht. They're not all going to be fun.
No, yeah. I like it. Now that he's canonically Norwegian, that one makes more sense.
Why does Ava not screaming matter? Why does it matter?
Why is there an old-fashioned sewing machine in this shot?
Why is there a sewing machine? Also, why is the height not regulated for everyone?
Some people are low.
Some people are very high. Floor.
And we need to talk about the wardrobe disparity. Because
you mean bike shorts?
The women, female identifying at the time, get sort of swathy, lacy, Victorian christening gowns.
Sure.
And then the men and those identifying that way at the time get leggings and ace bandages and flesh-colored shorts.
And later, anyone who has any sort of shorts on, with one notable exception, are going to have it photoshopped so that it looks like it blends into
Why?
Their leg.
Why?
Whole butts. We look like we are seeing entire butts.
But why Photoshop it to be like ghostly clothes?
But it's not, because it looks like the ghostliness just stops mid-thigh, and then you've got regular person legs.
But also, what is the...
Possession actually starts in the butt.
Well,
oh,
in the evangelical...
Y'all, there's a sewing machine because they're possessed by fashion. That's why there's also a mannequin.
Are they possessed by fashion?
I think the idea is that they were working on fashion. And then the fashion overtook them. They got obsessed. Obsession.
Oh,
it's all coming
is, yeah.
together. And then they got weird colored shorts.
That are not fashion.
They also, nobody explains to these models what looking possessed means.
No.
They just yell, look possessed.
Also, Yusai is so pressed by awkward laughter. Why has he never encountered anyone that will awkwardly laugh?
Takes it personally every time.
It's because his ego is so fragile.
Yeah, he takes it like they're laughing at him.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, people just laugh.
When they're uncomfortable, and you even diagnosed it. So yes. Why do you like this about this?
I wrote the note, Mame is so mad at Hadassah that her hair straightened in her confessionals. I will say, they're stitching all of this stuff from Mame from every episode possible.
Yeah, they managed to Frankenstein a sentence together for Hadassah where it sounds like she's blaming Mame for her having bad pictures.
Is this where she's like looking listlessly at Mame and then they have the like her inner thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There was clearly zero training on this hanger, this metal hanger of a thing. And this is where we learn that Courtney has back and shoulder problems and probably shouldn't be doing this shoot.
Apparently, Yusai has been listening to Podlitos because he calls Courtney old wiggly legs Courtney.
And then we get a confessional that makes me like Devin, the Devin I want to see. Because Devin's like, Niall's turning into a model. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Everybody suddenly realizing that Niall could be good at this is quite a look for the show.
Yeah. Also,
but I thought Lacey signing pretty fine and sexy was so cute.
It's really cute. What was less cute was Yusai's just like, hey, Mame, why don't you come coach Justin?
And Mame thinks that's, quote, very cool. I thought Mame was going to have this confessional, but she's like, oh, that's really awkward. And she's like, nah, great.
Sexy.
I went to work with my boyfriend and yelled at him. This is another thing where the stitched together quotes for both Mame and Hadassah make them both seem insane.
Yes.
And they do one for Mame where she says, finally, it's starting to show that Hadassah's bad at modeling. And I was like, finally.
Finally.
From day one.
That's her whole storyline.
I have to take a good picture that we've seen.
I want to give Mame and Hadassah both some grace that it feels like I'm going to be interested to see if this comes up at all in future episodes or if they took every clip possible and just made it the plot of this episode, because it just still seems out of nowhere. And the stitching together of these quotes and the timeline and all that stuff, it's just odd.
But who are they trying to make look bad is my question.
I think they're just looking for
anything.
Well, you know what? I'll mention it now, but I want to mention it more in panel. The vibe of the cast in this episode, especially at panel, is one of downtrodden sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And I
listless.
Think and I wonder if the cast wasn't giving them much. And they were just getting very like oof to everything.
Maybe.
We also didn't talk about it, but Beja's performance during the shoot is a sight to behold.
Performance is the right word.
And her physical impulse in the harness is to turtle
and spin, baby.
Armadillo. It is. Well, it's entertainment.
They were the lowest. She got put hovering the ground so low.
Could have easily walked.
I think actually, no, argue. She couldn't easily walk because she'd have to like get down and then get up the amount of lowness she was.
When she does the full somersaults, her head is on the ground.
Oh, for sure.
Then at the house, Justin
makes a poor decision.
Oh, honey.
Justin trying to mend feelings and fences decides to call a house meeting on behalf of Mame and Hadassah, which nobody seems to want to attend.
But also continues the bad look for Mame when Mame asks a question and immediately interrupts.
People don't want to attend. Most of them leave at some point. Except for Lacey, who is an absolute bitter ender for this house meeting.
I thought we called a house meeting. I'm sitting right here till we gavel the end.
She's like sweaty and tired, but won't leave.
Maybe Lacey had one thing she wanted to bring up, and she's like, I'm at the end of the agenda, but I'm going to bring up the fact that someone ate my chicken and biscuits. I love those crackers, and they're regionally specific.
No, you can get them up here.
My mom always sends them back with me on holidays because I can't find them. I can't find them in New York easily.
You can't? Bob loves them.
Oh, they're great. And my local grocery store doesn't have them.
Well, I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Yay!
Nothing is resolved, by the way, because of course it wasn't.
No, bad idea, Justin. Truly.
I appreciate the impulse.
I don't know. I'm not. I get it.
Yeah.
Just let them be. Don't.
Yeah.
But none of them are old enough. We forget. They're all children. Yeah, none of them know how to leave each other alone.
Yeah. We have a shockingly normal look from Tyra.
Yeah.
And I love the dark plum lipstick.
The plum lipstick was good. I think the eyes were too dark.
Too much.
Yeah.
But
especially and I also, she's wearing all shades of black, and I don't understand why they don't match. Which is a shame, because it is such a normal outfit.
Yeah.
It's the look I want for Tyra at panel, though.
Yes.
And I think it really works with the new cut.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Kelly has a hubcap as a bracelet. That bracelet is giant.
Now, they were fashion bugs.
Who knows?
Did not understand that.
Lacey is first.
And she walks up to panel like she's never said excuse me to a single person.
What
happened? She's in the back row and she's like, maybe she's just never been in the back row yet at panel. Oh. She's like, how do I get past people?
But why keep it in?
I don't know.
She also attempts fashion, like to wear some fashion at this panel, and it's a work in progress.
She had better pictures, yeah?
I just think it's the weird way that how much praise, of her face is covered.
The way that they praise this photo really tells you something about the quality of the photos we're about to see.
They said.
I mean, it does end up being one of the better ones because of what you just said.
Uh-huh.
But what? First of all, it doesn't look like her at all.
At all.
It's also covered. Her face is covered.
Also, the two black eye makeup is not helping anybody.
No. They say to Lacey, what is the face being possessed? And then they tell her that H to T is bad.
And we're going to see so many powdery feet.
Oh my God. It looks like paint, though. It doesn't even look like towel.
It looks like you walked over wet paint.
It's all very streaky.
But the noise she's making is whoa.
she's having a fun time. She's doing somersaults in the air. I don't know how to talk about
these photos are so wild, all of them. Basically,
I mean, they're fun to talk about, but there's only like two I think were successful.
Her body looks long.
Yeah
Justin is next.
Oh,
for me.
Why was his
I think
makeup
that's literally
so...
what you said to Justin's photo last week.
I think so.
Why was his makeup so different?
Yes.
Why is he silver?
And why is he wearing black gym shorts that weren't photoshopped in any way, shape, or form?
And a shower curtain cape.
Ribbon tied that we didn't hide. Why is he a child?
Oh, yeah. It's like a cape.
Yes.
I think his hands are interesting.
Yes.
I think they say possession demon-y kind of vibes.
Yes, I like the hand up especially.
I think the worst part is his face doesn't match the mood of the body.
No, mm-hmm. I think it's also interesting that we chose a photo that was not coached by Mamay.
Well, I think this is a bummer to me, is that they go through the whole thing coaching him to scream, and then he does it, and then Tyra's like, oh yeah, we couldn't use any of those.
Yeah.
Which is not something we heard from you, Sai, at all.
No.
So, I do think that he tried to do more stuff out of his comfort zone this shoot.
Yes.
And I appreciate that.
The makeup is wild, especially when it's in his hair for some reason.
Yeah.
Courtney is next.
Her panel outfit, before we talk about the photo, is tragic.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this photo. I think she looks like a ghost.
Too.
I wish.
They say she's too possessed.
She's one of the only people
who looks possessed at all.
I kind of actually love the little hand up.
Uh-huh.
I just wish you could see more of her right leg. If the angle was a little bit more, because the left one almost looks broken, which is kind of cool for this. Yeah, and
the curtain on the right side of the picture looks really... I just think this is the best... This is what the photo shoot seemed to want to be.
Yes.
She looks like a malevolent spirit.
Yes. Yeah. And the dress is cool.
And actually, the composition of the shot's good, too.
Truly. Yeah.
Yeah. And Kelly's like, this is garbage. I'm like, Kelly, this is the most rock and roll photo so far.
For real.
Oh, my God.
Talk about an odd choice to make.
Oh my god.
This is where I noticed the shorts. Y'all, this is so
cool. Oh yeah. Because they're the focus of the picture.
Yes. They're looking at you right in the face. They follow you wherever you go.
So if you haven't seen this photo, you'll never guess it, listeners, before you see it, because not only is it a three-quarter profile in the opposite way that you want it, you don't see her eyes, you don't see really her face. She's covering an arm, and it looks like she's just slowly standing, falling asleep.
We know Hadassah likes to fall. That's the only way. Also, Hadassah comes up and is like, that's a bad picture, and the panel's like, it's great, and Hadassah's like crying because she's like, I don't know what you want now, because I look at this and it's bad.
There's an edit that's so odd though, because the photo comes up, it's clearly not good, and there's a pause, and then finally Miss J goes, well, I like it. And they also cut to Mame, and this is one of the rare times I don't think there's editing shenanigans at all. I think Mame was like, what?
Here's the thing. If you took away the shorts, this could be an effective still from like a music video or a movie.
There is something cool about the fabric touching the floor. It's like it's pushing solid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is something in the wide. There's something kind of cool about it, except the shorts.
If you rotated it so that it was more like actually her perfectly in profile, I just can't get the angle.
Oh, it's insane.
Oh.
It's so, like, you just can't see her face at all.
At all.
Also, she's so far at the back of the set.
Because I actually think the body language isn't bad.
No, that's what I mean.
I like the body language, yeah. It's just, you can't see her face at all. It's not there.
And I also, let's say we're considering the reality of what the judges are saying to be true. I don't think it's a good sign that your favorite Hadassah photo is the one where you can't see her face at all.
But once all of these interactions that Tyra has with Hadassah make me so uncomfortable. Because it's one thing when she decided to pick Lennox to hate and turn into making a point.
Yeah.
Because Lennox was great at modeling. This poor contestant isn't good at this, and she knows that.
Yeah.
And then you dangling the hope of this being a good photo and then being like, oh, the rest of your film was terrible, but this is good.
And this is the good photo.
What are you getting out of doing this to Hadassah?
What made me uncomfortable was Niall's picture, which is next, and this crotch butt thing that's going on.
I can't evaluate this photo because whatever they put on his lower half is so distracting that it's all I can see.
It's also the center of the photo.
It is.
It's just...
And also, I'm just going to say it. When you can take your eyes elsewhere, it's not good.
No, it's very Eddie Munster in the face.
I think the body positioning is cool. It looks cooler from far away because I do think the body positioning is cool. And it does look like he has been overtaken by something.
Sure.
His body has.
But this crotch butt?
Oh my God.
It's so weird.
I just also wish the feet were like more. To me, this looks more like someone who's tumbling.
Like been blown away.
Yeah, I just wish the hand and the foot that's higher were a little bit more like pointed or disjointed or something. It looks very... And you can't see the second arm at all. Yeah.
But cool.
I believe, once again, that there were better photos.
I have a question. Because there's continued harassment now.
Yeah.
In panel.
Mm-hmm.
Is Ramon censoring this for him?
Oh, that's interesting.
Also, Ramon's on the other side for some reason. But
I think they realized the eyeline was better there.
Maybe.
The eyeline looks a lot better in the camera shots now.
Either they're doing this because he can't hear them, so they're sexualizing him, or maybe, like I said, Ramon is like, I'm not going to tell him that.
They've been shy about sexualizing people who can hear them, though.
Yeah, that's true. It's getting so aggressive. They're basically like,
don't wear a shirt.
Likey. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
I think Niall is good at not taking them seriously. Mm. Yes. In the sense, he's like, aren't they being stupid?
Sure. But
this is the thing. Niall comes off as the most emotionally mature person in the house and also at panel.
Yeah.
But I want to give Niall credit because I don't want any of my own potential inherent bias to stop me from seeing this. I think Niall's a good game player.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think he knows, like, haha, okay, I'll show my abs a little bit.
Mm-hmm. They like it.
Whatever. I really want to win this, and it feels like I might be able to.
Yeah, I don't think he's naive for sure.
No.
They are getting gross, and I'm just wondering if they feel like they're activated because of other reasons. It's just weird how they speak to him.
I agree. Oh,
could you imagine? Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if this was, I mean, I hate doing this, but like flip their genders, right? Kelly and Niles. The way that Kelly is speaking to Niall would get you literally fired, hopefully.
But I felt the same way about Keith last cycle.
Yeah.
For all of Keith's flaws, the way they spoke to him was so incredibly inappropriate.
Often worse, because they would literally just be like, let's see that hog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least they haven't figured out that. At least they're giving Niall these like inserts in his underwear or whatever.
These pantaloons that he's in.
He should sue.
Yes.
What is that?
It's making me like nauseous looking
and
at it.
And they still made him put on like a girdle kind of?
Yes, because they call him fat waist or whatever.
Yeah. Show your body all the time, but also we have to cover it. Like, what?
Beisha is next.
This is the one to talk about, though.
What the fuck are we looking at?
The funniest thing to me about this photo is that the biggest thing is that their biggest problem is with her face. I'm like, that's the part that's the best.
Her butt is just in yoga pants facing the camera.
They try to sort of make the yoga pants go away, but it just makes it seem like she has tri-blend legs.
This is a stir.
Why is her leg so textured?
This is like a still from Scary Movie. Yes. Where they're making fun
of the ring girl.
The grudge, that kind of stuff. Yeah. But there's so much hair. It's just like.
And she also had to pull the hair because it would just be on the floor.
It's so fun. There, I will say this. It's one of those that I also wouldn't send her home on this photo because at least it gets some sort of reaction. There's so many that are just like nothing.
What's
that? I can't handle the fingers and the hair.
Yee! Was there something coded, or am I being very sensitive, about dehydrated apple face?
I don't think the intent was for it to be that, but it certainly, first of all, it's not true. It doesn't look like that. But also, I wouldn't have chosen those words, Lex.
But why would you choose this picture?
But also, why did Beja get a skull on the sewing machine table?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody else got one.
That's the corpse of fashion.
A future one puts the skull on the mannequin.
Oh. So I will say they are giving a little bit fashion witch fell down.
Like fell off of the treadmill that they were on. Whoa.
How almost on the mattress on the floor it is also just so funny.
So weird. That's why it looks like she tripped and is falling. Like, it doesn't look like she's flying at all.
If the whole thing was higher, like she was higher,
it would be better.
It would be better, but it just
looks about like a real clumsy ghost.
Or she's like a little kid that's like, watch me do a somersault on my bed.
Well, and Tyra says that. She laughs at her own stuff. She's like, it looks like you're just going, fashion, I just got out of bed.
But like, you picked this, Tyra.
I think Tyra tickled herself.
Also, why did Beisha get so much white on her face?
She looks like she walked through flour.
She did. Look at the bottom of her feet.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what it looks like. Like there was an accident at the bakery.
Why did they talk up this set?
Do you think they literally were like, well, she's not getting the contact, yes, so we gotta give her so much more powder. Really make those baby blues pop. By the way, you can barely see these blue eyes in any of these photos.
Oh, yep. Yeah. You gotta go so hard in on the close-up.
Ashley is next. I hate this photo.
Do you?
Yes.
I kind of love it.
I kind of love it too.
It's so...
No.
It's so perfectly... Let me say, though, why I like it is that it's so perfectly odd that it's unsettling in a way that actually seems purposeful.
Yes.
Sure.
Like, if you showed me there was some flat demon...
I just don't like this little... Her foot in the back looks like a tiny, skinny hand. Yeah. And I don't
You're
like
not
it.
Wrong about that.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. That's, to me, what makes it, like, unsettling in a...
It's
yeah,
definitely
I think
unsettling.
It looks truly, actually creepy.
Yeah.
I will agree. It looks creepy. I just don't think it's, like, why would you pick this photo? This is not a usable photo in any sense other than it's creepy. You know what I mean?
I guess. I kind of like that she's one of the few that smiled, like, I'm going to get you.
Yeah, the face is creepy. It just seems like... She had an idea about what she was doing that aligned with the very nebulous premise of this photo shoot.
I just, the hand, it's reminding me of No Ears, Corey. And I
the tiny foot is hilarious.
the tiny foot
is wild, but this does work for me.
I just like that Ashley can be creative because we're seeing so little personality from her in the edit that I like that it seems like she's got this kind of interesting couture vibe to her mindset on how she does stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
That I'm sure we'll never get acknowledged.
At all.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Mame is next. No, thanks.
She just looks like a raccoon that got surprised on the dumpster.
I kind of love, in the same way with Ashley's, the super pointed straight leg.
Yes. I like that part.
But that's kind of the end of my positives for it.
She does have a lot more fabric than everybody else to contend with.
Swallowed.
It's also,
I don't know if she went first and they were like, let's take away some of those curtains for the next person.
Necklaces. Oh, yeah, the curtains. I didn't even realize. Hers is looking like a padded cell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this, all that plastic, too.
This gobo of a window is... I'm sorry. That's wild to be like, oh, we'll pretend there's a window there. Throw in that one stencil. Also, how dare they say to Mame, and this is not me defending this picture, but like, we can't see your body. That's really bad. You just saw Ashley's tiny hand foot and didn't say a damn thing about you. She was a flat demon.
Also, Tyra's advice about flicking away these swaths of fabric when Mame was literally spinning in the air at the time.
It's so silly. And then, what a strong, bold choice for Tyra to just teach Mame how to stand on one leg in heels at panel. This seemed like such a liability concern. Uh-huh.
Devin's next.
And you know what?
Once again.
Easily one of the best.
Yeah. I wish it was weirder. That's the only... Yes. I wish there was like some break in the legs or the arm. Like, that's my only critique of it.
His upper half is stronger than his lower half. That's partially not his fault because of the shorts.
Did they give him a fake goatee?
No, I think that's just the shadow.
Oh, it looks
that's
like
just a hard shadow, I think.
I see what you're saying, though. But from shoulders up, the face and the arm reaching out, this looks like a demon ready to attack you.
Yes, because it's coming, swooping down.
Yes.
And it's very easy to mock the Bird of Paradise stuff. But he has great control over his hands and fingers.
It's a lot of good articulation. It just needs to not be in his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The feet are funky to me.
Yes, they are.
But I'm going to say, y'all, if I looked at everyone's portfolios right now, Devin would be in my top three.
For sure.
Absolutely.
The fade out of
the pants. What do you think at this point? Like Devin, Lacey, Mame?
Yeah.
Her portfolio?
Lacey for sure.
Ava, except for this.
Well, I was about
and
to
last
say,
week.
Yeah, but Ava would definitely be top half.
Yeah. Although, I mean, through no fault of her own, the Christmas lights photo is unusable.
Yeah. And I guess Courtney photo alone would be up there.
Yeah. Mm. These pants fading out on Devin are, they're also shorter because I guess Devin's taller. So.
Oh, maybe.
Less fabric. Ava's next. Y'all, this photo's wild.
Yeah. This is very bug on windshield.
I just can't. No. This is the one where the skull is tied to the bosom of the mannequin.
Mm.
We also see her so full butt.
Yep,
we see her entire butt.
Entire butt. I'd be so embarrassed.
I would be so embarrassed. The fact that you can see like the full shape of the cheeks, the cleft. What were you doing? What is this?
And then to step beyond the picture, the outfit. The widow outfit that she shows up in.
Babe.
She spent so much time putting together these clothes and none on that hair.
The hair went straight up.
Oh, God.
Straight back. And then she put the biggest collar for a collar she could.
And why for once, the judges were 100% right. She just looks like business mom.
Why didn't she take the jacket off?
That's what I wondered.
I think this one comes across kind of bridal. And I think part of that's it almost looks like there's a bouquet.
Yeah.
In the like tulle.
Oh yeah.
But this is just, it's kind of funny because technically she's doing the now classic Ava lean back.
Uh-huh.
This would really be the time to let that shine. And it's just, I don't think it's the worst photo.
It's
actually,
not the worst.
But...
It's not the worst, but it's not good.
And finally we have a Victorian lady, and that's Mikey.
This one is bad.
Terrible.
Awful.
Really bad.
And at least the panel seems to agree with us for once about Mikey.
Why?
He got almost full pants.
He did. Mm-hmm. They also did a bad job because you can still see the where his knee connects. You still mm-hmm. see the wrinkling. And also,
you sure do.
Why is he wearing an anklet?
Yeah, he's got an ankle bracelet.
Because he's a real chill ghost.
Yeah.
They're having too much fun with his hair.
The expression is very much like, remember that the opening scene of the pilot episode of Sabrina the Teenage
yes,
Witch?
Yes, where she's floating above
the
bed.
She's floating and mm-hmm. she just wakes up and she's like, what?
that's exactly what this is.
Did you know that you can buy that as an action figure / doll and it's got a bed that like fakes her floating?
I just recently watched the Showtime movie prequel of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, like the movie that kind of led to the
yeah,
show?
That stars, oh God, who it was, a
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, the only person they kept except for Melissa Joan Hart was the woman that the girl that played her friend.
Yes, it and was like Michelle Bowden, I think
something.
Her name?
And yes,
and Ryan, Salem. The voice of Salem was the same,
but they gave him better direction.
Uh huh.
But Ryan Reynolds played the crush,
not Harvey. Seth.
Yeah.
Which I always found fascinating.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things about the movie is that in every other way, it's the same, except they still also have a Harvey, but he's just other guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, mm-hmm. what were we doing?
Also, they
backup crush.
They changed it from New York back to Massachusetts for the TV show. The movie was in New York, and the movie or the TV show was in Massachusetts.
And for no reason, I know a lot about Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I watched a documentary, a great
documentary.
Yep. There's this person on YouTube whose username is just Jose, and they do these great. They did one on The Nanny recently.
Mm.
So good, deep dives into. Is there like hours long? But I love that stuff.
Ooh.
And they. Her name in the comics is Sabrina Spellman, which I think is a perfect pun
yes.
because that is a last name that wouldn't ring weird to you. But once you get it, you're like, oh, fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they just changed it in the first movie to Sabrina Sawyer.
Ew.
To make it more like White. Salem-y.
To make it less Jewish.
Yeah.
Maybe. But also to me, it was look like, oh, it's a line. I'm like, Spellman's fun. It's Archie Comics. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't wait for Melissa Joan Hart to be on 8 more sitcoms before the end of her career because she stays working.
The energy continues to be weird.
Oh.
Weird energy. Everyone seems so upset.
Sad. Uncomfortable. And
the first call out is Pimp Daddy Niall.
Oh, God.
Who gets, and you'll truly have to pause to see it because sometimes, starting now, sometimes we won't get the lower tire on of the scores.
So you only see them disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nio gets a 39.7 because 10, 10, 9.7, 10. It's probably the highest score someone's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't show it. It is 5 higher than the next person.
The jump down is crazy because it's Lacey, 35. Mm-hmm.
Which I wouldn't have made her second, but good for Lacey.
Yeah.
And I do like that Nyla and Lacey have a cute little low five.
Then Mame,
who is forced to do aerobics again.
Why?
Until Tyra starts to fall.
Then Hadassah.
Just because it's after Mame, I think.
That's truly how it feels. Then Justin, wild. Then Devin, who I think is a little too low.
Too low. And as of this moment, it's the lowest Kelly score. And I'm like, why?
Then Ashley. Then Mikey.
So high.
And then, how did this next moment not become a GIF that we use? Because Tyra bends over to show her full rear end to the contestants. And then as she comes up, does this smug little smile of, get
and
it?
And Beja is so pissed.
Yeah.
Not thrilled.
No.
She walks up and is like, thanks.
Beja does not want to be a joke.
No.
Right.
Is the vibe.
Yeah. And I get that perspective.
Yeah. That's embarrassing. That photo is embarrassing.
Yes.
It's just Tyra's smugness afterwards.
So it leaves Courtney v. Ava.
And here is each of their here is each of their respective problems. Courtney, is this high fashion quirkiness or uncomfortable quirkiness? Ava, your photo was bad.
Yep. You took one bad photo.
And then I wish that's how quick the edit was sometimes. And Ava, bad photo. And you're gone, Ava.
And she basically says, Ava, you're going home because we hate this outfit.
Even though Tyra gave you a higher score than Courtney. So here's who loses, because everyone Nile wins. Now everyone Nile's
favorite. Nile. Yeah.
Which is funny because I don't even agree with that, but good for Nile.
I know, right? But it's so interesting that they all agreed.
Miss J, Ava goes home, but was the only one who did that. Because Tyra, Courtney goes home, and Kelly, Beja goes home. Because Beja only got a 6.6 from Kelly. The only
she just wanted to do the devil's number, really.
The only 6 that anybody got, though, for anything. And I find that fascinating.
Tyra gives Ava some bad advice about how you enter a room.
But the thing that I liked most about this interaction was Ava's little hugging thumbs. Because they hug and Ava just has like windshield wiper thumbs the whole time on Tyra's back.
They also make the strong choice to change the order in which Ava's photos are shown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, because they have not done that before.
I think it's because it is so clear that what ruined Ava on the show was the makeover. But they're trying to trick you into not thinking that.
Well, we're going to have an interesting update for Ava Capra. And I'm going
to
start
a hard name to say.
Ava Capra?
Ava Capra.
It almost sounds like Ava Capra, which might be it, honestly. I haven't heard it sound out loud. Who I'm going to go on all the update stuff. And then there's a fun trivia fact, or an interesting trivia fact, I should say. And then some behind the scenes stuff revealed by Mame. That kind of explains less this episode and more the previous episode's oddness edit, if you'll remember when we discussed that. So, but right after the show, she signed with Auto Models, and she was in Nefertiti Paris, Los Angeles Fashion, Elegant, and Hoof, H-U-F.
Hoof.
And here's some, she modeled for Styles for Less, Tumblr and Tipsy, Moot New York, Amin Ah London, the Fashion Effect Store, and the Arturo Rios 2018 collection. She started her own line of flower crowns called Bloom by Ava.
Cool. Great.
Called what?
Bloom.
Bloom.
No.
She was in the music video for Bad Wolf's Zombie, and she also in 2019 acted in Love in a Lifetime. She was also, like Bryant before her, a contestant on the third season of The Circle. We've had two Circle girlies.
Did she go home as early as he did? Or?
Well,
she was originally the first eliminated, but returned after a twist involving her real-life sister, Chanel. Because now Chanel was also playing Ava, and then Ava returned. It was confusing. I didn't watch the show. Very recently, in November 2021, she released her first single, Drowning. And it's available. The music video is available. She has a ton of social media followers. She is one of our more followed folks. And the stuff reads very... How do I say this? Because I actually don't want to be mean about what I'm saying, even though I think there's no way for me to word it. She's very online.
Very influencer-y, very
I mean, if you're going to go on The Circle, you are going to be very online.
You know, she's got 270,000 followers. She's one of those people that has a ton of highlights. You know, she's like for content creation, events, and booking. She mentions ANTM. She mentions The Circle. Still seems to be very Christian forward because she's listing verses and stuff. And it's just Ava Capra. But she's one of our people that's actually blue check mark too. Her photos are gorgeous. She is still a...
She doesn't look like the same person.
Yeah. She's got very long blonde hair now.
Yeah.
Very, like, platinum blonde. So, trivia. She is the lowest placing girl in ANTM history to have won a first call out. But she's only the second lowest placing model because Mike had that happen to him. It's very interesting that she's the lowest placing because she, you know, we mentioned it, but she's not the comeback person, which is interesting because it almost feels like she was set up to be a comeback person potentially.
Yeah.
But perhaps what I'm going to talk about next is the reason why that didn't happen. I do not know. So I want to, before I say this, say that technically this is alleged just because, and I want to preface that because it's coming from one source in two different interviews. Mm-hmm. So in June 2020, Mame revealed on the Next Top Best Friend podcast, as well as an interview with Oliver Twixt, that during the argument between Ava and Devin, Ava called him the N-word. And there was an entire confrontation from Tyra to Ava at that judging panel that they likened to Denzel being called out for homophobia and stuff. And Mame, I watched a section of the Oliver Twixt interview just on this topic. And Mame came across like she was like, I thought at the time, especially with the panel stuff, and again, I'm paraphrasing, watch it yourself, both of these things are still available, that it was going to be a teachable moment for the viewers. They was like, we're doing this. We had this conversation.
Right. Why like, else would you do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
But the entire situation was edited out. But that's why she was crying and there was that weird edit with her and not facing Tyra, because I'm sure Tyra said something else about it when she was giving her a photo. And also, Mame pointed out that she was like, there's this moment during that whole Ava Devin fight where you see Ashley, myself, and Hadassah talking, but it's just over nothing, like kind of wordlessly saying something to Ava, and she's like, of course it makes us look bad, like we were just yelling at Ava when actually it was after that had happened and we were very rightfully upset about it. She was like, but she did also say that Ava seemed to show remorse, and she said, well, I don't know if that's remorse because she truly felt bad about it or if it was remorse because she like just got called out. She was like, I don't know. She was like, and she said what I've said about a lot of these things, like, I hope she's like learned and grown from that.
Yeah.
But that was why that's so odd. And Mommy truly seemed to come from the perspective of she wanted that to be a moment where the viewers could learn and we could have a real conversation about it, because she seemed to think that whatever happened at panel was worth showing. So, but that's why the editing around her was so hard. And I think truly after that,
that's why she became just so like,
There was one person, I don't know if it was a comment or something else, but I remember one interesting theory that the reason they edited it out was because they had had the thing with Denzel, that the show was just bad, that the show was just worried that the show would look bad. Like they kept casting people who were doing these awful things.
I mean, so that would have been fixed, though, if they had just gotten rid of Denzel.
Yeah.
Also true.
It does make Ava's journey make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Her emotional journey. And if I'm trying to give grace, it's a, this is a person who was probably homeschooled by racist people.
Yeah.
And this was her first time out in the wider world.
Yeah.
But if you are going to be very online, you should also know better.
Yeah. And look, again, just like Mame, I hope she's grown and changed. You know, for couldn't find any. It's just coming from Mame, but it's the same story twice. I have no reason not to believe Mame, of course,
right?
In that situation, but it's the only online evidence I could find of it in any way. Besides the wild edit,
yeah,
yeah, and it makes things fall into place a little bit more than they did, because it otherwise, from if that didn't happen, I was asking, what is something was cut out. This doesn't make sense why we're seeing what we're seeing. And that makes a lot of sense.
It almost reminded me of that edit in Cycle 9 of Victoria with the whole, like, Twiggy calling her prickly. And then we found out later that she, like, Victoria asked all the other girls. And they're like, she's not. I don't know why we're saying that. But all of that edit is gone because they just couldn't make Twiggy / the show look wrong.
Yeah.
So, obviously, those are not the same situation.
Of course.
Just the edit. The edit editing. Is...
They don't... Sometimes the show... does really good editing that you don't know, like that Dustin. Fight. Yeah, like that fight. But then sometimes it's just so hacky that you can tell something is really wrong.
I think panel's the toughest place to edit around stuff.
Yes, for sure.
Because they definitely want to get this in one take because of the emotion.
Mm-hmm. When you think about it, this fight clearly affected the entire house. Yeah. And put everybody in a really bad place. I will be curious to see if in the next episode the mood has drastically changed.
Yeah. And I think, too, that, like, we saw everyone just kind of bummed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, I think, man, this cycle so far has had, interestingly, like, a lot of decent models, but a lot of like people to root for as models, including Ava as a model.
Yeah.
And then people who are fighting these not fun fights for the most part.
There are a lot.
What makes Hadassah such a gem, honestly, is because most of the time Hadassah, the way she fights is so silly.
There are a lot of energy vampires in this cast. And it's hard for us to spend a lot of time with them, and it must have been hard for the rest of the cast to spend a lot of time with them as well.
Because I think also secretly Courtney is an energy vampire.
I think that's why people are turning on her
in a different way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if we give you energy,
you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We love hearing your energy takes, your energy tea. You can also reach out to us, energy at podleadum.com, or send us an energy email at podleadum at gmail.com.
I think that's what E stands for in mail.
Yeah, energy mail.
All right, same joke.
Sorry.
Did Hannah and I both grab for the lowest hanging fruit? Oh, great. Yum, yum, yum.
It's delicious. It's the most ripe.
But I'm chewing that fruit like cud, and I won't let it go.
Oh, my.
You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
I am on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on TikTok at JWCrumpOK.
And be sure to use the hashtag Podleadum and energy.
Energy.
Energy. Whenever you talk about us. So for Podleadum, I have been Lex Basile Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadum is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.